we now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Still don't get it, do you, boys? There ain't no countries anymore. No more good guys. They're running the whole show. They own everything, the whole goddamn planet. They can do whatever they want.
Find the cracks between the mayhem. Bring yourself up, buy a few straps. Watch the rich seed, feed him their chest. Wake yourself up. Can't compete against private armies of feeling. Speculate, accumulate, assimilate the third estate. Sit there waiting for the crackdown. Online comments will be tracked down. Don't you dare step out of line. Urban fellow, urban class. Why all information is a piece of press. Don't you think the zombies are most oppressed? Those interrogated won't confess. Continue theft from the dispossessed. Speculate, accumulate, assimilate the third estate.
This is criminality, pure and simple, and it has to be confronted and defeated.
This is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
And welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca, and you can tune us in, TELUS Digital Television 3717, and my name's Aaron, and it's wet outside, and I've got a good show for you. And, I guess we're setting the clocks forward 1 hour. So, I always get that confused. Is it forward or is it backwards? Yeah, it's daylight savings time. So, you know what to do. Figure it out. And it means an extra hour of sleep. So there you go. And we start things off with a new act out of the UK called State Funeral. And name of the 7-inch release is called Protest Music. It's on Artcore Records, brand new. Artcore, long-running fanzine, which is still in existence out of the UK, run by a guy named Welly, and he plays in that band as well. And I got a few other new things to play for you, and but before that, we're going to get into some spin back the clock to the 70s with some good 70s punk, and we're going to go back to a release which was recorded December 1977. Found this one at Audiopile Records, and this band is a new addition to my collection, and this is a good record. The band is called Cyanide, and like I said, going back to 1977 on Pi Records, and this is a track called Tonight on Generation Annihilation. Oh, yeah, and of course, the number up here always is 604-822-2487, that is 604-EBC-CITR. Bring on the Cyanide. Here we go.
Let's go! street, but it's the only thing you kind of think of doing today. 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 It's all over today. So you're sleeping if you plan on keeping ahead. You're lonely and you're in front of your TV set. Oh yeah, you will, you will, you will, you will.
Be happy, live to be. pop. Rocky pop.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
This is Rap the Vrookers. You listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And yes, indeed you are. And a whole bunch of 70s punk in that last set. Start off with a track going back to 1977 from Cyanide, from their full-length release. Heard a track called Tonight, and then we followed with Chelsea from their second single. It was their second single. Second single called High Rise Living. And we heard the track called No Admission, and that one came out December 16th of 1977. And we followed with another classic from Menace, from their first single, Screwed Up, which came out August 29th, 1977. And, title track of that. And that song was also covered by the Subhumans, the Vancouver act, on their second full-length release, No Wishes, No Prayers. And we followed with Puncture doing a track called Mucky Pup. And that was from a single that came out on Small Wonders Records. Mucky Pup was popularized by The Exploited when they did it on their debut LP, Punk's Not Dead, but that version is by far superior. And we followed with The Zeros, another act on the Small Wonder Records label, with a track called Hungry. And, there you go. Some good 70s punk to get you through this radio afternoon, this rainy afternoon, while you're listening to the radio. And we're going to hear an act who played not last week in this city, but the week before, and they were awesome. Their first time here, and I'm talking about The Mob. And let's hear them. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, and in that last set, we start things off with the Mob, a legendary peace anarcho-punk act out of the UK who played here last week, and that was a track from their double LP set, Let the Tribe Increase. Shuffling Souls was the name of that, and yes, this album is still in print, so get it if you know what's good for you. And we followed another act from the same era, The System from their Thought Control full-length release. It was comprised of a bunch of recordings that came out around 82, 83, but this record saw the light of day courtesy of Scald in 1997, and the track we heard was called SAS, and we followed with Portland's Criminal Code, Red Lights from their self-titled 7-inch, and we followed with the latest release from Cross-Stitched Eyes, Decomposition on Alternative Tentacles Records, and we heard a track called Existence. And we ended the set off with Montreal's Proxy with a track called Shackle to a Cross. And we're going to hear an act who are playing tonight at Funky Winker Beans. And they're called Class of 1984. And here we go.
Yeah. This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
out on them. Don't act violently. Circumcised like them. You deserve some death. I can push you out of it. Desperate. 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 Never touch a bad place if you just wanna fuck. Make a rip, hit one, let's stay out on that. Circumstances, you deserve breakthrough. Breaking from your kicks, can't you please? Desperate, 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 desperate. Desperate, 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 desperate. Doesn't want to hear it, stay away. But then I'll have to go that way. To the class of the future surface. That's what I'm gonna do.
All right, good sets of hardcore punk in that last set. Start things off with Class of 1984 from the Ramputation release. We heard a track called Pretty Liar in Class of 1984 play tonight at Funky Winker Beans, and they're playing with Piggy, the Likely Rads, and a band from Seattle, which with ex-members of Zeke and Christ on a Crutch, called the Communist Eyes, so that might be pretty cool. And, yeah, over at the Rickshaw Theater tonight, I'm told it'll be the last ever show for Vancouver's Pointed Sticks, and this is part of the Fall Down, Get Down show. Yeah, so it's the Pointed Sticks, the Transmitters, and Greenback High, and that's over at Funky Winker Beans. So two shows noteworthy that'll both be worth checking out in the same vicinity. And after Class of 84, we heard from Pregnancy Scars, and this is from a release by them called, what's it called? It's called Facelift, and we heard a track called American Uncle, and this is brand new on Deranged Records. And we followed with another act, brand new 7-inch release on Deranged Records. It's from a band called, who are they called here? They're called Brain Tumor. The name of the 7-inch is called Fuck You Forever. Being Alive Sucks, the name of the track. And we followed with Jerry's Kids out of Boston, and this is from an unreleased 5-song demo that never saw the light of day. It's unfortunate. What a ripping song. It's called We Don't Need It. And then we followed with some Prisoner Abuse, another act out of Boston, but a new act out of Boston. And it's from their brand new release on Painkiller Records. And we followed with Rat Face from their 7-inch. It's called Dead Rat's Blood. Bleak Future is the name of it. And it's on a record label called Sit and Spin. And we ended the set off with Poison Idea, track from their Fatal Erection years. And this is an unreleased track that I'd never heard before. And it's called, what's it called? It's called, Dance of Rage is the name of it. And it's from a live recording going back to the early 80s. And yes, this release is on Southern Lords. And it's got everything that Poison Idea has done on Fatal Erection Records from 1983 to 1986. But, yeah, 40 songs in total. From the legendary Poison Idea from Portland, Oregon, who are back playing again. So, yeah, almost time for me to get out of here. We're going to leave you with a few tracks. This is going out to some of those Americans that'll be voting next week, next Tuesday, for the big presidential election. We're going to hear the Crumbsuckers with a track called Super Tuesday. And we might get into a track called Election Day by the Anti-Heroes as well. Playlist and podcast available on our website, GenerationAnnihilation.com, and like us on Facebook, and stay tuned for Power Chord. Up next, this is the Crumbsuckers. Here we go. Oh,
song is dedicated to fucking all the pricks whose votes are up for sale in Congress. The song is called Election Day.
www.citr.ca.
I can listen to them and go, this is really crucial. And people don't make music like this. They never have, and they never will. I can listen to them and go, this is really crucial. And people don't make music like this. They never have, and they never will.
The reason why the hope in my heart, I feel the side of hope in my heart. Why the hope in my heart, I feel the side of hope in my heart. Why the hope in my heart, I feel the side of hope in my heart. Why the hope in my heart, and probably the closest to my heart.
And welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and I'm here. I didn't know if I'd make it on time, but that was actually a pretty cool thing that Aaron started to play some Exodus there. I thought that was pretty cool. Nice sort of segue, but I've got some Exodus anyway. But
kind of, it's kind of ironic, eh?
Yeah, ironic, yeah. Ron, yeah. Anyway, well, I haven't been here for a while, and I'm going to do something today. I've sort of been, always wanted to, but never had a chance. I'm always like, oh, I got to play the new stuff. And I've been really wanting to do a sort of a theme show in the sense of, like, my favorite style of metal these days, and that is thrash. So today's show is total thrash. There is no nice little quiet parts. It's going to be like heads up from beginning to end, so it should be a lot of fun. A lot of old and new, so a lot of classics you'll recognize and some of the new upcoming bands that I've either played before or never played before. Like, for instance, the first band. This is a new band from Spain. Seems like a lot of bands now, they are still doing videos and they seem to, like, actually, they're coming out with these videos that are like lyric videos, and it's basically, like, not really a video acted out or the band or anything. It's just the music, but the lyrics go across the screen as it goes on, which is kind of like an advanced pre-listening to whatever's coming out, so kind of cool. But anyway, these guys do have a video.